Next item, please.
Item 514, increase on-call contract with Scott Edwards Architecture LLP by $400,000 and add qualified sub-consultants to provide owner's representative services for the Providence Park Stadium expansion project.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Yes, hi. Carl Lyle, Spectator Venues Program with the Office of Management and Finance. So this is the next step in moving forward with an expansion of Providence Park Stadium. You'll remember last week you approved a resolution in general support of the project, and that kind of set in motion a series of different things. This is the first step, and essentially it amends an existing on-call contract we have with an architectural engineering team. And that allows us to begin using that team as the owner's representatives on the project and start engaging with the project architects and making sure that the city's concerns and issues and desires and goals are being represented as that design work proceeds. As you can imagine, the city's goals and desires for the project don't always line up exactly with those of the operators of the facility, and we're the long-term owners. We have some slightly different perspectives, so we really want to get this team on board soon to be able to engage in that process as they move forward. It is an on-call contract, an existing contract. We will be adding some subcontractors to it, which you can see here, which specifically give us access to stadium design experts, a team out of Denver who's worked on different stadiums before, will be a valuable addition to the team. So that's really important. And it also gives us access to a skilled construction project management team, which will be very important later on in the project if they get to construction. So it's an on-call contract. We are under no obligation to spend this if the project doesn't move forward, but it gives us access to engage now. It's an emergency because design work is proceeding as we speak, and we want to make sure that we're at those tables with the right experts. And so the next steps in this process would be coming back in June. Those would be a term sheet, which would be a time to get back into the deal terms and questions about the exemption on ticket revenue and those things that we discussed last week. So that's really not involved here. And then another piece that would come back in June would be a competitive bid exemption.
So do we have an owner's representative attorney's team? I remember when we did the first conversion that we had outside.
Yes, we do have outside counsel. We're working through the city attorney's office with that, and so that has been going on as well.
And will that contract come back to council?
My understanding is it doesn't need to come to council. Those are existing. I don't know. We'll look at city attorney's office for how that works, but that's being managed through them, and I don't think council approval is required for that.
I would have to get more information, which we can get to your office.
Yeah, thank you. I would like to know that because, you know, this $400,000 is not being covered by the people wanting to do the renovations.
True.
So the discussion we had last week about this being done with private money is not happening. And so I was wondering also how much we're going to be paying in attorney's fees, which, again, would factor into the whole ticket tax and concern about the future of the facility.
Yes.
Yeah. So will this contract be guided? The architecture firm, will they be guided by the Office of Management and Finance and really overseen very carefully?
Yes, exactly. They are our owner's representatives, and as in the city's role as owner of the facility, they will be our owner's representatives reviewing the design and construction as they proceed to make sure that our ends of the agreements and our expectations are being met.
And I hope they'll also consult with Development Services and Planning and the Design Review Commission so that it does turn out to be the kind of facility that we can all be proud of.
Absolutely. I mean, we want to be careful and make sure that the burden of the permitting process and the design review process is on the applicant, which is the operator. So we are not going to take that on, but we will certainly participate in that as it represents our interests.
My understanding is the applicant is already in discussions with Design Review Commission, so I think slapping an emergency clause on this makes sense so that we have maximum flexibility. So thank you.
Great. Any further questions? Any public testimony?
Yes, we have two people, Robert West and Star Stoffer.
Come on up.
Yes, my name is Robert West. I'm with Film the Police 911, and I wanted to testify last week, but other things happened. My concern is that they put a 10-year thing on property taxes so they don't have to pay property taxes.
Mr. West, that's not what they did, and that's not what's before us right now.
Okay. Basically what it is the city's now all of a sudden they're saying, well, we need more money. We don't need just the property tax exemption, but we need the city to come out and have more money.
Mr. West, there is no property tax exemption in this deal. There is no, we have not granted them a property tax exemption.
Let him get through his 130. Okay. He says 45.
And more. as long as the city, the city shouldn't be paying this kind of money for projects like this. That affects only a small group of people. The city should be spending $400,000 on projects for everyone, fixing streets, neighborhood development, stuff like that, not sports stadiums.
Fair enough. Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Star Stoffer. I'm not going to, I don't know if I'll take my entire minute and a half, but I'm concerned. I want to clarify. Excuse me. This $400 is to keep them basically on retainer in case we are to need them for consulting fees. Amanda's shaking her head. No, you're nodding your head. Yes.
Yes. What this is this allows us to hire subcontractor consultants who represent our city's interests.
So this is basically
ongoing discussions.
A $400 allowance to
Correct.
Utilize
up
to hire these people. So what happens
Correct.
To the rest of the money that's not utilized?
It comes back.
Okay. Because the reason I ask that is because I'm concerned that $400,000 can be put into an allowance for retaining architecture consultants and other subcontractors and subconsultants and all these things. But yet, I mean, that's extraordinarily higher than we've even allocated or approved or come to an agreement on as far as the houseless budget. And I know that during this project, the houseless community is going to be affected. So I'm wondering how that is going to be, how can you justify this kind of a budget to keep these people on retainer when we may not even use them, and yet it's such a struggle to get any money for the houseless or any projects going for the houseless that's sustainable and long-term, making the streets safer for our houseless, investing in tiny homes. I mean, I know you guys get tired of us coming up here and saying the same thing over and over and over, but you have to understand that when we see numbers like this, and yet we're having these kind of arguments, and I'm almost done. When we're having these kind of arguments about allocating money to people that are vulnerable in our community, this is just to retain people, which means that we have the money to spend on this. We're putting it in an allowance. We may not even use it all. So I'm proposing that, I know I can't stop you from putting this money into an account. I get that. Whatever money is not utilized for this, let's talk about utilizing that leftover money for the houseless. Let's put that into a plan to utilize for the houseless, especially specifically the houseless that are displaced by this particular project, whether it be sweeps or just not even being able to be there because of construction concerns or anything like that.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Any other public testimony?
That's all who signed up.
Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The contract is approved. And